Isaiah chapter 21. The desert of the sea and the water for the thirsty. These are some of the audiovisuals that God uses in this chapter. The desert at sea, such a paradoxical expression, represents Babylon with its glare and splendor as the origin of adultery and false religion. It was like a mirage in the desert of the sea. What a picture we have here. You thought it was coming to a place, and it was so wonderful, and yet it didn't exist. It was nothing more than a mirage in the desert. One could think that he had seen an oasis, a stream from which crystal clear water could flow. However, this was not the case. You could have gone to Babylon, full of idols and religion, but there was no water of life for the souls of men. Such are the religions of this world. On the contrary, Jesus promised to give us the water of life. Whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him, to eternal life. Water for the thirsty. Are you disillusioned by the mirage of what the world offers? The lust and sensual craving of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things. Transform the desert, O God, as a spring of pure waters and the dry earth today in streams of living waters, for my heart needs you, O God. I do want to be a temple of your love. You too?